The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So how would Ronald Reagan have replaced Obamacare? Reagan's views on health care might reform those who think of him as a libertarian absolutist. This is from National Review. Most recent readers of Olson's book will be surprised to learn that Reagan embraced universal coverage. In a time for choosing, Reagan's celebrated conservative manifesto at Goldwater's 1964 Republican National Convention, Reagan declared, "No one in this country should be denied medical care for lack of funds." In a speech to the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce in Goldwater's backyard, Reagan said, "Any person in the United States who requires medical attention and could not provide for himself should have it provided for him." While Reagan opposed compulsory health insurance through a government bureau for people who don't need it or have a few million dollars tucked away, he championed the Kerr-Mills Act of 1960, a law introduced by two Democrats that gave federal money to states with which they to provide medical care for the elderly in need.
Let me guess. One of the Democrats' name was Kerr, and the other might have been Mills?
No.
Okay.
One was Mills and one was Kerr.
All right.
Reagan said that he was in favor of this bill, and if the money isn't enough, I think we should put more in. 1960s, Reagan opposed Medicare for two principal reasons. Participation was mandatory, and because Medicare spent scarce taxpayer funds to subsidize coverage for wealthy people, even millionaires who didn't need help.
Yeah, providing a safety net for the poorest among us is not the same as universal health care.
No.
Not the same.
Agreed. I'm a big believer in means testing of every program. Every single one of them, including Medicare. In fact, probably number one should be Medicare, because really, Bill Gates does not need your money to pay for his health care. It's not something that's needed. It's starting to move a little bit that way. There's been some changes over the years that have made that happen a little bit indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not enough. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, the Jeffies of the world that have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in small bills, stacked in a storage unit somewhere, from meth reserves, does not need your taxpayer money for health care. He can pay for it himself, okay? He's either rich or poor, no matter what we need him.
I know.
He's either really rich or really poor. But the point is, Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg, these people do not need your money for health care, and they shouldn't have it. I think the issue here is we get locked in by this idea that universal is good. Universal programs are. I can't do it. I tried to get through it. I tried, Jeffrey.
What?
I thought you'd hear it and turn it off. I tried to get through it.
Oh, am I looking at this?
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you a fake in that you're sick. And that perhaps.
I really did think it was off. I'm sorry. I'm bending down, working. I apologize.
Do you have your headphones in, or are you able to hear the sound of the radio television show?
I will say this, Jeffy. Without you here, at no time did we have a Darth Vader sound effect
well, then,
play in the middle of
it's good
of
to be back, isn't it?
I just say, we missed
it is.
You.
We
missed
That's
you,
fine.
Is what I'm
That's
saying.
Fun. We missed you.
Reagan approach to health care is worth revisiting, says the National Review. Could involve repealing Obamacare's individual mandate and repealing a similar mandate that forces people to participate in Medicare. It could involve a robust system of tax credits and health savings accounts to help fund the poor afford the coverage and care that they need instead of forcing them to depend on single-payer programs like Medicaid. And it could roll back federal subsidies, whether through Medicare or the tax code, for those who don't need them. A coherent Reagan-style reform could dramatically reduce federal spending and taxes, especially over the long term, by focusing our expenditures on those who are truly in need. And this is what I was saying about universal programs. There should be none.
Mm-hmm.
No such thing as a universal program. Mm-hmm. There should only be welfare programs. And people are like, well, I hate welfare programs. I don't want them. Well, welfare programs target a conservative value, which is helping the least in need. I don't believe the government should be doing it. We can go over that. I am sort of a libertarian absolutist, or at least somewhat close to it when it comes to these issues. However, if you're going to have a government program that's going to spend money to do things, it should never, ever do it for everybody. It should only do it for people who are really in need. The least among us that have no income, that have no ability to pay.
That have no friends, no family, and no lifeline from like a church or any other community person.
It's the last resort.
It's the last resort. The government is the very last resort. And so it shouldn't happen very often, mm-hmm. right? There's only a few people who would qualify under those conditions.
One simple way to do this, and it's not politically simple, but let me give it to you. Eliminate Medicare completely. You say, wait a minute, what about the people who are on Medicare that need it? They would go on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. People who are on Medicaid can get money when they need, they can get money for health care when they need it. But Medicare is a dumb program. It's dumb. It's a stupid program. And you say, wait a minute, I use it. It's great. Well, you can get, if you are in need and you don't have money, then there is a process to go through, and Medicaid is that process, right? It gives health care to people who don't have the money to pay for it. Medicare says we give health care to people who are older than general working age. Like that's not a sensible way to think about it. It should only be people who absolutely need it, and then that would cut your expenditures by a very large amount. And it would, you know, you want to talk about balancing the budget with one thing. Eliminate Medicare and just keep it Medicaid. Medicaid would cover all the people who needed money for Medicare. And look, there are some different things here. You could even up the Medicaid benefits as you went towards retirement ages. I mean, there are ways to handle those sorts of transitions. But the idea that you would cover everyone over an age just because they're over an age is so silly.
It's also not the way it was set up in the first place.
Not at all.
I mean, everybody extols the virtues of FDR. That's not the way he intended that program. Nope. Go back and look. That's what we should tell these stupid Democrats. Go back and look at the intent here. Now, I know people have come to rely on it and think they need it and think they have it coming to them and think it's a right. It isn't. Nope. And there's another thing we need to put a stop to is, this is the only country in the world where health care is a privilege, not a right. Well, good. Yes, because we've got a constitution like nobody else has, too, that specifies some of these things. And it's not a right. It's not. So,
and it's also not true. I mean, you know, you go look and first of all, health care is impossible to get in these countries. So is it a right? You could say it's a right, but if you can't get the care, who cares?
Yeah.
If
you're in dire straits and you got to wait 6 months for your surgery, that's not much of a right.
And look at the out-of-pocket payment rates in places like Switzerland. They're much higher than the United States. You know, there are a lot of systems. I think the idea that the government provides, and by the way, let's be honest about it here. Everyone who's over 65 is on government payer, single payer healthcare in this country. People who are poor are on government healthcare. Children are on government healthcare in many circumstances. Mm-hmm. There is only the middle class and wealthy working age people that are not covered by government healthcare already. So that is a big deal. You know, like we act as if this doesn't already exist. We already cover a third of the nation? I mean, it's 209 million people, I believe, that are had their own insurance, right? Some of them would qualify for government insurance, but they have, you know, jobs, so they get it another way. But we already have programs set up to nail pretty much everybody who needs it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only issue here is people who are, let's say you're making 40 grand a year and your insurance is too expensive. You know, that is a tough area because of the fact that you're too wealthy, or you make too much money for Medicaid, and you're not old enough for Medicare. So that's an interesting pocket to target. You know, there is something to do there. I like Rand Paul's solution there, where you would buy longer term health care plans, like life insurance, over a longer period of time. I think there's really something to the idea of providing catastrophic care for those people where, okay, you get up to a certain, you know, a real insurance plan, not we prepay medical expenses, but a real insurance plan where if something really bad goes on, you can get that type of insurance incredibly inexpensively and cover a lot of people really cheaply when it comes to government program standards. But so there are things you could do. I don't know that I am in love with the particular Reagan plan outlined here. I've heard him talk many times very conservatively and libertarian sounding about healthcare as well. So I'm sure you can pick out some things here and there that don't agree with that. But I mean, overall, there are improvements. There's no reason to even do what Republicans were trying to do, which is dump subsidy money at people in those areas so they can afford prepayment of your sore throat visits. It makes no sense. It does not make sense as a program for the government.